brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're in hour number two. We have a guest who comes highly recommended from a lot of my sources joining us to break down his intel and contacts. They are gearing up for a civil war in this country, not just martial law. We're going to break that down with our guest, Doug Hagman, coming up in the next segment. If you're a prisonplanet.tv viewer, you'll be able to also see that in living color there in a situation room. So that is all coming up. I'm going to have open phones the last 20, 30 minutes with our guest. And then in the third hour, I've got to get into self-defense, even with your fists. They're trying to ban it in England and banning people coming into the country to teach self-defense courses. Like former Navy SEAL Tim Larkin. I want to get him on the show, by the way. So that's all coming up. There's a lot of news. There's some good news. Six-term Senate veteran Luger defeated in Indiana primary. And again, he's one of these people that just is an androgynous political individual. He's not Republican. He's not Democrat. He's not left. He's not right. It's another one of these establishment people. And the Ron Paul-style Tea Party just ran him out of Dodge. So that's happening, and it's happening. And by the way, Ron Paul's getting 5, 10, 12,000 people everywhere he goes. There's candidates running everywhere on libertarian constitutional ideas. Very, very exciting. So the Ron Paul revolution is winning, and they're admitting that he's going to be able to really upset the delegate process with the other Bain Capital candidate. Obama's Bain Capital Finance, and so is Mitt Romney. So all of that is going on. We're going to be breaking that down. There's a bunch of TSA news. Also, blind Chinese dissident's crime. He challenged China's one-child policy. And I haven't even gotten into the latest underwear bombing plot, where it turns out CIA foiled its own plot. And then they spun that to incredible job. My goodness, he was a double agent. Like the 7-7 mastermind, a SWAT was the MI6 double asset. I've got those articles. We're going to cover that in the third hour. Also, U.S. secretly releasing Taliban prisoners from Bagram prison. Yeah, to form the fake synthetic opposition. These are training camps to create synthetic terrorists to then kill U.S. troops because you've got to have somebody fighting back. And to send to Pakistan to destabilize them. That is all coming up as well. And yes, the Democrats are moving. Congressional Democrats introduce amendment to outlaw self-defense. You can't make this stuff up. That is all coming up in the next hour. And, of course, our top story is that the Army spokesperson, one of the head Army spokespersons, or the head at this particular base, has come out, and we have the email and phone number and all that for you on Infowars.com, and said, yeah, we do have re-education camps, but that's for overseas. And the preface of the document says overseas or domestically and U.S. citizens, and says the president can authorize us doing this to citizens. Well, they've already passed laws and executive orders saying the president can suspend all this. The president says he can kill U.S. citizens whenever he wants. The NDAA, all of this. So stop living in denial. It's like 6-7 years ago, I'll tell you, 15 years ago, the NSA was listening to you without warrants. Then Bush got caught. It was all shocking. Now the head of the CIA just says, hey, all your new appliances have bugs in them. We're watching you. Smart meters. There's no Fourth Amendment. He said, the Fourth Amendment doesn't mean what it used to. But I'm still a kook for talking about it. No, there's no way they listen to us and track us without warrants. That's for Al-Qaeda. I mean, the Al-Qaeda they give Libya and Syria and everywhere else. You mean that Al-Qaeda? Hey, I got to say, good job, LewRockwell.com. They've come out with a big article basically breaking down the fact that it was more likely that Obama had the Easter Bunny or the Loch Ness Monster killed a year ago there in Pakistan than they killed bin Laden. So people are just not, I mean, you got certified, known professional liars. Caught engaged in every crime you can imagine. The Justice Department publicly being paid off by big banks to be able to rob people. Justice Department shipping hand grenades, machine guns to gangs all over the U.S., not just Mexico and Honduras. Total criminals and hundreds of millions of fake energy companies. And we're supposed to trust what certified criminals say? For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For the rest of this hour, a little bit into the next hour, Doug Hagman is going to be our guest. He has a long bio, but the best thing to do is to go over to his website. We'll put that up on screen for viewers, not just radio listeners. Douglas J. Hagman is a founder and director of the Northeast Intelligence Network and CEO of a multi-state licensed private investigative agency serving more than Fortune 500 clients. A 27-year veteran of conducting investigations in the private sector, he has logged over 50,000 hours of covert surveillance in his career and is the author of Tactical Surveillance. He is a member of the International Counterterrorism Officers Association and possesses many law enforcement-related training certifications. He has been used as an operational asset by the U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, as well as the Pennsylvania and New York State police agencies. Hagman has performed over 8,000 civil and criminal investigations throughout the United States and is also certified in forensic discipline of bloodstain pattern analysis. During his career, Hagman has developed numerous federal enforcement contacts and has become aware of irregularities within the U.S. government. He attempts to inform the public of what is taking place inside the government through his regular appearances on Coast to Coast AM and numerous other syndicated radio talk shows across the U.S. In addition to his website, he is senior contributor to Canada's Free Press, and he also is routinely on with Neil Cavito on Fox. And I'll just leave it at that. He's also the co-host of the Hagman & Hagman Report. And I saw this article last week, and I keep meaning to get him on, but just years go by like seconds now, as everybody knows. I mean, years go by like weeks, basically, to be technical. It's just amazing. But I saw this article. We are preparing for mass civil wars, as DHS informant. And I saw that and then read some other reports coming out from Mr. Hagman. I wanted to get him on to break this down for us and tell us what his sources are telling him. I mean, we obviously see 450 million 40 cal bullets being bought, hundreds of millions of others, agencies that shouldn't even be armed getting riot shotguns, police stations being hardened in government documents ahead of civil unrest, the military's training even mechanics in civil unrest in every branch, military checkpoints, TSA checkpoints, admissions for preparations for civil unrest, massive drills everywhere to acclimate. And then you have the NDAA, signal disappear citizens. We have this new FEMA camp, re-education camp document that the Army now confirms today is real. Yeah, folks, it's real. Okay. And we have Army sources that said, yeah, it's in there. It says it's classified. And then we had people calling up saying, well, it's actually posted here. Yeah, if you had the classification to log in and get it. So all of that's going on. Doug, tell us about your website a little bit and how folks go to that. And then tell us about yourself and then your awakening to the progression of what's happened in this country. And, of course, the big news, what are they gearing up for?
Well, thanks, Alex. Thank you very much for that fine introduction. Most of all, I'm very proud. I guess my proudest accomplishment is to be an info warrior, classify myself as an info warrior. Follow your website, follow your information. You're 100% right on all the time. My website is HomelandSecurityUS.com. Not affiliated with any government agency. We are a private, independent, investigative agency. That's who we are. We also have a nightly radio broadcast called The Hagman and the Hagman Report. Attempt to emulate you, Alex, in the attempt to spread the information that we've been finding out lately about what is going on, what is taking place in our case behind FEMA Region 3. We'll say we're deep inside FEMA Region 3. But they educate the population as to what's taking place with respect to our government, which is just totally gone berserk now. I mean, we have, Alex, everything that you have said in your programs over the last several years since I've started listening has come to pass. When people were calling you crazy for what you were saying, and people were saying, nah, it can't be. It's coming to pass right now. We're seeing it. We're verifying it. We've got people talking to us saying, hey, listen to what Alex is saying. And people coming to us and saying, look, we've got information for you. And here it is. And here's what's taking place. What's taking place is the United States government, the Department of Homeland Security, is turning inward on the American people. They are declaring war on the American people. And that's what it is, Alex. That's exactly what it is. People wonder why. The NDAA was passed. People wonder why, the various executive orders were passed. People wonder why the ammunition was purchased. People have a tendency to look at things in vacuums, but when you start connecting the dots, you can see what's taking place.
Mobile armored pillboxes?
Yes, yes. And you've pointed this out, and you've been at the tip of the spear pointing this out. And I got to tell you, frankly, okay, as an investigator for 27 years, I've had a lot of doubts. I had a lot of doubts about the legitimacy of this information. And I fell for that right-left paradigm, that fictitious right-left paradigm. Now I've seen, look, it's all been a farce. It's first of all, TSA is nothing more than security theater at this point. We are living in an Orwellian dream at this point. And this has nothing to do about security. Everything to do about control of the American populace and conditioning of the American populace. Everything you've been talking about in your program, this is coming to pass.
Well, amazing. And I mean, thank you for supporting the broadcast. I just ran into the information firsthand by going to some drills 15, 16 years ago and then discovered all this. But getting into all of your contacts, because you brought out a lot of amazing information on a routine basis, what are your contacts telling you now about the acceleration of all of this?
I've got one contact in particular that I've been in contact with. I've known since 1979, a good friend of mine. I'll leave it at that. He works very close to the, he works within the complex of the DHS, under the umbrella of the DHS, let's put it that way. And he's aware of information that has been developing over the last, we'll say, 2 years, but has been accelerating over the last several months to the extent that what Obama is planning on doing. I mean, Obama can see the writing on the wall. There's dissatisfaction. There's unemployment. There's people that are going hungry in this country. There's civil discord. All of this is taking place. He can see the writing on the wall. It doesn't look good for his election. But these people have no plans on leaving, Alex. And I'm telling you right now, the people who rioted in the 1960s, the Bill Ayers and the Bernadine Dorns, who were actually the protesters in the 60s and early 70s, the Weather Underground, these are the people who Obama has by his side right now. These are the people who are my sources saying, look, what these people are doing, for example, Trayvon Martin, they're using this as a catalyst for racial unrest.
NBC edited the tape. Yeah. To make it sound racist, and the Justice Department got caught with moles fomenting the new Black Panthers in people. I mean, they really are trying to get a race war.
Exactly, they are, and they're working toward that goal, but they're also looking toward the economic factors, and this is something that's so important that people really need to understand. What's going on in Europe right now, today, is coming to America. We're facing this massive hyperinflation or this massive economic collapse in this country. I mean, your guest, Gerald Celente, right on the money with his information. This is coming to America, and I'll tell you what, DHS knows this. They know that they can't stop this. They know that the dollar is going to collapse. They know that because of this, there's going to be class warfare, and that's the other leg of the table. And so when you have the racial component combined with the economic component, the class warfare, I'm going to tell you, they're expecting riots. They're expecting, not only expecting it, but they're seeding they're actually seeding it. For example, they've got, my source is telling me, according to the information that he's found, for example, Louis Farrakhan and others, now he would not name others, but others are on the payroll of the CIA. This is what my source is saying, allegedly, okay? Allegedly, Farrakhan is on the payroll of CIA. Why? For what purpose? Well, to enhance and to facilitate the discord, the racial discord in this country. That's what's taking place. But they know they can't stop the collapse of the dollar. Obama, Bernanke, working together to tank the dollar, the U.S. dollar, on purpose. I mean, they are destroying this country. And they're not going to leave until they're done. Well, when I say destroying the country, they're fundamentally changing the country, of course, in the words of Obama, changing it to a Marxist society.
Which is destroying the country.
Exactly, exactly. It's just, you know, and my source is telling me this. Look, in 1965, the Watts riots, 34 dead, 1,000 injured. In 68, the 68 riots, I guess we had, I don't know, close to 100 dead. In the Rodney King riots, we had 53 dead. $1 billion in property damage. The riots that are coming this summer, that are expected this summer, that are going to be enhanced by the actions of the government this summer. And you've pointed a lot of this stuff out. People need to listen to you very carefully because you point a lot of facts out. But it's amazing. Now, they're going to pale in comparison to what's coming this summer if the timetable is correct.
And by the way, we've always heard this in bad economic times, but the murders and the racial attacks and the craziness and people on edge, it is. I'm seeing it everywhere. And I live in the wealthiest per capita city rated by Forbes, Austin. And it's already bad here. I can't imagine Southern California, Michigan, places like that, Florida. I mean, it's going to be a powder keg.
Indeed it is. And that's what they're counting on. And you know, again, this whole thing is coming. It's going to come like a tsunami. It's going to hit us like a ton of bricks. There's a lot of people. You've woken up a lot of people, Alex, and thank you for that. But there are a lot of people who just have no clue, no idea. And one thing my source did tell me that I was very concerned about is the fact that, you know, of course, we all know about the FEMA camps that don't exist. Of course they do. They're disaster relief centers, according to, you know, their names. people, when they get hungry and they're unprepared, they're going to flock to these camps. And in fact, there's a book called How to Kill 11 Million People. And it's 67 pages long. I can't remember who wrote it, but the bottom line is this.
Stay there. I want to hear about your source on the FEMA camps. Exactly. They implode society, like the communists always say, by design to then rebuild it. And again, the megabanks want the communism to destroy the republic to then bring in their new system of control. But that's exactly what we're talking about here. And they are really attempting to set this off. We'll get the FEMA camp information from our guest source on the other side. Stay with us.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
All of time.
Newsmax.com is the website. Northeast Intelligence Network CEO, Doug Hagman. All right, Doug, this is a short segment, long segment coming up, but get into the preparations, what your sources are telling you. You were getting into the FEMA camps, which they admit in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act will be the new community. They implode things, pay to ship the jobs overseas, people flood in. Then there's got to be a prison area for troublemakers in the community, protesters and people, and that's the sub-camp areas. So that's how they're going to roll these out. We already see it in California and other areas where they lock the homeless up at night. Let's continue breaking down what your source told you.
Well, according to my source, and he said, look, the DHS brass, they know this is coming. There's no stopping it. And it's going to be a lot easier, if possible, to have these people, have people in general, masses, willingly go to these disaster relief centers for their food. Because you're not going to be able to buy food. You're not going to be able to do any banking. You're not going to be able to. I mean, we're going to be in, things are going to be in gridlock. And when people get hungry, they get desperate. So they're going to go do what the government tells them to do. If there's food at these disaster relief centers, great. They're counting on a lot of people to respond appropriately, to go to these centers for the food.
And then in phase one, the camps will be our saviors. Phase two, take the politicals. But I'm sorry, please continue.
No, I mean, you're exactly right. And then, now you've been running during your program the 1982 documentary with Larry Grathwell saying, well, there's going to be this mass extermination of people. Ultimately, that's their plan. And people are like, you know, this normalcy bias has taken them over. And again, 27 years as an investigator, I'm a hard sell on this kind of stuff. I'm thinking, wait a minute, this can't be happening. But it is happening. Everything you've said is true. What they're saying is, okay, once these people, you know, once we have them separated, those who don't go, there will be mass arrests. They'll be treated differently if they're taken anywhere at all, if they're not dropped at the end of the driveway. And the bottom line is then they're going to have control of everything. Here's the key real quickly. Here's the key. Obama does not want to relinquish power. Valerie Jarrett does not want to relinquish power. Cass Sunstein, all these people, all these unappointed czars don't want to relinquish power at all and don't plan on it. So they're planning on this economic collapse, this racial divide, this economic chaos, panic, riots, and so on and so forth as a pretext to potentially suspend the elections. We've already seen the trial balloon with Governor Susan Perdue, I believe her name is, out of one of the Carolinas, talking about suspending congressional elections. They've had their eye on that. They're looking at that, according to my source, saying, well, what was the reaction? Could this possibly be? Indeed. But this is what they want to do. They want to stay in power one way or another. And Obama knows that his numbers aren't good. Obama knows that satisfaction is bad. The thing that my source did say, and he's experienced in profiling, by the way, the forensic profiling, he says, does this look like a man who expects to be going anywhere after this election? Of course not. I mean, look at the lavish vacations they're taking. Look at the way he's spending money. I mean, $5 trillion he's added to the debt. It's just incredible. So we can see this coming. According to my source, DHS is aware of this and not stopping it. Instead of not stopping it, they're facilitating it.
And by the way, I was told this a year ago by sources, and then now it's been in the news, that they gave them, $3 billion of additional funding to set up TSA all over the country from the beta test they had going in 10 states at the time. And now we've confirmed through other sources that these big armored lockers with the riot gear, the weapons, are being delivered, and they're being cashed. I've talked to military, these giant processions of Bradley fighting vehicles, freshly painted and ready for the U.S., are being cashed at secondary armories because the system's afraid the public may take the regular armories. I've talked to military that whenever Texas was about to throw the TSA out, which the feds know is their Vanguard takeover arm that will expand out on the streets, their little administrative tattletale squad, that on top of that, that the military was standing by to invade Texas, and then it came out they were going to have a blockade of the airways. I mean, this is already happening. They're already geared up.
And people don't understand this. You're exactly right. I mean, and then we look at the attempts to control the internet, ACTA, CISPA, you know, SOPA, and so on, PIPA. Look, this is all about control and specific control. And I understand we're up against the
break. Yeah, stay there. Wow.
Sure.
But can we expose this and have them back off is the question. We'll be right back with our guest, Doug Hagman. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. For now. We're on the air for now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A little piece of me. A little piece of me. We die. We'll die. For the system. We're going to be taking your phone calls for Doug Hagman, director of the Northeast Intelligence Network. And look, all I know is I've studied history, and this is repeating itself, and government doesn't care anymore. Government doesn't care if Corzine steals billions before anybody would have gotten in trouble. They don't care if hand grenades get shipped to Mexico and they get caught. Nobody gets in trouble. They don't care on any fronts anymore. And they come out and go, yeah, we're torturing people. Yeah, we'll secretly arrest you. The CIA director comes out and says, yeah, we're listening to everybody without warrants. Folks, it's illegal for the CIA to even operate domestically, much less be saying, yeah, we spy on you at a public tech conference and laughing about it and saying all your appliances, you're paying for new tech in them to track you and the smart meters. Ha ha. You know, 5 years ago, the smart meters won't control your house. Oh, yeah, we're going to control your temperature and it spies on you. Now, shut up. This is an attempt, like a pimp breaks a young prostitute, to literally break our will. I don't think it's working. In fact, I know it's not. I mean, the previous record was like 2 million guns sold in 1 month. What was that, 3.5 years ago when Obama was first getting in? Now I saw a number of 5 million in 1 month. Three of the major manufacturers have said we can't sell guns, one for 6 months, one for a year. They're that back-ordered. I mean, all of this is going on. Most of the military I talk to are awake. A lot of the police, and that's what's happening. Because people, before me, I don't need any thanks, as Doug's thanking me. Others saw this from the inside and talked about it. I mean, I heard people 20 years ago when I was first waking up saying there's plans to bring in foreign troops. And I'm like, Admiral Yamamoto said that there'd be somebody with a rifle behind every blade of grass. The Japanese do that, but not if it's posing as our own government and responding to a staged crisis like economic or nuclear or biological. And then there's all these White House memos by Shapiro and others saying, Mr. President, a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 will help us take over. And then other memos that even Glenn Beck covered, and by the way, that's what got him fired, was when he said they're planning and pointed at Obama a new Oklahoma City. Fox is like, Beck, you're off the air. That's it. Get out of here. And I had that from Fox sources. Boy, that caused a big furor when I had those sources. Now I don't have one of those sources. I have some other sources, though. The point is that there is an attempt. They're thinking about doing this, but it's a catch-22. If we expose them, they get scared because they're criminals and want to carry it out. But if we don't expose them, they go ahead and do it. So then why do we expose it? Because at least people are awake. At least we know they're coming to our house. And I mean that literally and figuratively. They would like to have this implosion. They would like to have this race war. But the Trayvon Martin thing didn't go the way they wanted. I think they're going with a model they use in the Soviet Union and other areas. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's going to work. Now, if they launch a war, people tend to get patriotic and think that a war is patriotic, get behind that and kind of shut up and go along with it. But the plans to go around and arrest political dissidents and people that they think are leaders across the political spectrum, that is going to result in massive resistance. And again, I'm not some macho guy that's like, let's just have a war with the military and police. I know, by the way, they're going to lose that war, but they're meant to, you see. And then I see NLE09, all these Washington Post and admitting, oh, foreign troops are going to help fight American terrorists and uprisings. That's now in hundreds of publications. So it's gone from being a secret program and training videos we got from Cooperative Nugget in 93, 95, 96, and urban warfare drills I went to after that, and generals announcing you're the forces of the New World Order and training in mock U.S. towns. I had to go see this myself and went, and in some cases had to infiltrate. You know, I'm not going to get into all of it, but, well, you've seen the footage. The point is to show you this information. So I knew there was a program under Clinton to do this. But now it is going into an operational phase, is my point. And I know I'm ranting, Doug. We've got time. I'll keep a little bit in the next hour because I'm taking away from it here. But please don't thank me anymore. Just break down what your intel is, how all these dots connect, and then I'm going to give the number out, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Give us more of what your sources. I know you have a lot of them. What else they're telling you on multi-fronts? But you were getting into how they plan to roll this out. What about that question? Will we be able, if we expose this enough, to cause them to not be able to implement this?
Great question. That's the only reason my source came to me with this information and said, look, get the word out there, because if we don't do anything, then it's almost a done deal. But if we can start talking about it, start exposing it, perhaps they will take a step backward. And what we talked about, and this is extremely important, what my source made sure that he wanted me to mention this. Alex, you recall the Thanksgiving 2010 and 2009 when they, or 2010, I believe it was, when the TSA stood down with the body scanners because of the opt-out day, the protest.
November 2010, yes, sir.
Okay, now, they looked at that, and that bothered them tremendously. There were multiple meetings about this, and I'm telling you, your program caused, and your exposure caused them to step back and do this.
And Drudge, too.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. This the whole TSA security theater, and this is what people need to understand. If the average American will put up with being sexually groped and nuked at an airport, or just to travel, or go into a mall or a stadium, or just to fly, they'll accept almost anything. That is their mindset. And that's why that had such an adverse effect on them, and sort of sent them back in time. They didn't expect the reaction. They expected everyone to be grope-a-dopes. To this point now that it's again, the conditioning has made everyone grope-a-dopes. And according to my source, they're saying, okay, now that we got people back in line and people back accepting the fact that they've got to be sexually molested, now we can go forward. Okay, now, so again, if everyone stood up and said, no, we're not going to submit, we're not going to comply, that would certainly set their timetable back. But that was one particular point in time when the DHS brass, Pistoli in particular, being the head of the TSA, was absolutely outraged, according to the information we have. And this came from someone who was very close to Pistoli at the time.
If you'll let somebody grab your wife's breast and your genitals and molest your children and laugh at you and pull them aside while they cry, which I've seen it myself, they get off on it. If you'll put up with that, you'll let them come to your house and search and set up a checkpoint and take you away. And that's what this is prisoner training.
Exactly. Yeah, all of this has nothing to do with security, or it's all about conditioning. It's all about getting people to, comfortable with seeing the as you point out, the troops in the streets with the black masks and the paramilitary rifles and gear and what have you. Look, none of this is law enforcement. It's paramilitary, and we are supposed to be what my source is saying. They are doing this in incremental stages in order for us to be conditioned to see this across the country.
Well, that's the thing. You can see the rollout. You know it's a PR campaign. And for somebody who's watching and knows, it's ridiculous, and it's 100% being done in a wicked, evil fashion. I mean, this is a premeditated, total, soft martial law rollout.
Exactly. Now, I want to say one thing. You mentioned something about Trayvon Martin. According to my source, that Trayvon Martin case, there was a lot of exculpatory evidence that was omitted from the affidavits. The affidavit was written in a passive voice. There were a lot of problems. There's overcharging there. There's potential prosecutorial misconduct by Angela Corey, alleged with respect to suborning perjury and what have you, and this is done by the good graces and with the approval of Eric Holder. I mean, she's taken her marching orders directly from Eric Holder. So the outcome of whether it's an acquittal of Zimmerman in the Trayvon Martin case or there's something lesser. I mean, they overcharged Zimmerman and they were told to do that. Basically attempting to throw the verdict to assure the outrage when Zimmerman walks and they expect him to walk. I'm not sure if I made that point clear or not.
And then they can control the trial so they can trigger that when they want as the pretext for the race riots.
Exactly. You got it right on the money. And that's what my source is telling me. And he said, look, don't underestimate the outcome either way of the Zimmerman situation. Now, it's my understanding, too, and I just got this yesterday, that the family of Zimmerman, there's some things going on in the background with this. I don't know if his family's been threatened. I mean, obviously, you know, they've been threatened, but in terms of, you know, no matter what happens, you just keep your mouth shut to the family, that is. So there's something not right there, okay? That's that. I'm just trying to think here. I lost my train of thought, but you get where we're going with this. I mean, it's a three-legged stool, and in the middle of this is this. And the other thing too, Alex, is everyone knows, and it's 535 congressmen and senators. You know, they ceded power to the 13 people. Why did they do that? You know, why are more people saying, hey, wait a minute, this is unconstitutional? We heard Judge Napolitano talk about this, but the very people who are affected by it aren't talking. What's going on with that? Well, according to my source, look, there are active threats everywhere. Remember the, and my source told me this, remember the FBI files from the Clinton years? What do you think was in those? I mean, there was a lot of information, and just the files that we know about, there was more files taken by the Clintons. The Clintons, by the way, have never ceded power in Washington. They are still in power. To this day, they're still in power and still calling the shots. But they're part of the globalist oligarchy that are behind the puppet master. And Obama, and everyone knows Obama, by the way, is illegitimate. He is not constitutionally eligible. And people try to trivialize that. Well, they shouldn't, because it's not really about a piece of paper, about a birth certificate. It's about allegiance. Who is this guy?
Well, let me expand on that. We've got the super committee you're talking about, yes. With 12 members of Congress and the president. You've got the president saying, I've got the UN to launch war. You've got the Joint Chiefs of Staff telling Congress when they're questioned that, no, we take our orders from the UN now. Unbelievable treason with a capital T. I mean, it isn't even a strong enough word. It's so naked. We've got governor's councils running things. We've got rural councils. We're going to ban kids doing chores. I mean, they are moving on every front in an attempt to overwhelm people. What are your other sources saying? What else should we be looking at? I mean, why is Congress just handing everything over and letting the military come in and really act like Eddie Haskell's and be very arrogant towards them?
Well, look, I do know that there are a lot of Congress people, according to my sources, who have got a lot of skeletons in the closet. And now they're pretty big skeletons, too. OK. And of course, they know that if they go against the grain as well of the so-called establishment party or their higher ups, of course, there's going to be trouble. But the fact of the matter is the reason they're making the decisions that they have been making is because they've been flat out threatened. I mean, it's one thing to be threatened with, hey, you're not going to get reelected next time, but it's another thing to be threatened, hey, you know, we know about your wife, we know about your children, we know this, we know that. And that's the kind of, that's the field in which we are playing, according to the sources I've got. And one thing, too, that ties into what you were talking about that military directive, and you were named by name, according to my source, for bringing this out, but there are certain aspects of this, the Social Security aspect of this military directive, this directive is a nightmare, according to my source. A nightmare that this thing ever got out, written in 2010, and all of a sudden now, bam, it's out. A nightmare. And of course,
and you're talking about this, the re-education camps for American document.
Yeah, FM 339-40 or 3-39.40. The document you were talking about earlier. It is meant for American citizens, obviously. Page 168 of this, again.
And is he's saying they're pretty freaked out that that's out?
Yeah, and yes, absolutely. And look, it came out on your program, mentioned you by name. And how that came about was I had a conversation yesterday evening and said I'm scheduled to be on with you today. And, oh, you know, hey, well, guess what? I mean, this guy freaked a lot of people out here at the high levels of government.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you think I'm still alive and they haven't killed me or set me up? I mean, they've tried a few times and threatened me, but why do you think I'm still alive? I mean, for the reason Jim Garrison said that once you're public enough, they think it'll actually draw too much attention if they kill me or set me up?
Exactly. I believe you are still alive only because of your of the level of your exposure. And truly, that's what I believe. I mean, I think if you suddenly died, if you got Breitbarted tomorrow, there would be such an outcry from the people who follow you, who understand what you're all about, that they don't want to drag more attention to themselves at all. And I think, you know what, Alex? I think there's an element of spirituality here too. Look, we're fighting pure evil here, pure evil. So I do think that God is on your side as well. But that's just my opinion.
Oh, I know that, and that's why I don't have any fear. And but it's also, again, 50 years ago, people from inside government came out and said all this was coming, and they got killed, they got in prison, because the system wanted to contain it. The info's right. out now, and they just want to assassinate my character for my idiosyncrasies and things. And so they want to try to do that. If they kill me, it will martyr me. But why did they do Breitbart then? Well, our intel was that they didn't release what was really going to be released, obviously, from threats and things. He was saying it's Weather Underman, it's meetings with communists. It's basically the re-education camp info is what I'm being told in similar areas. But he had witnesses. He'd had dinner with the head of the Weathermen a month before he died. And so that's when they kill you. If you've got film of Obama, you know, in bed with a goat or whatever, I'm not saying I really have that, folks. That's a joke. That's when they send a hit team to kill you. But if you're just somebody up there generally talking about the info, they just try to assassinate your name.
And that's been happening so much lately to a lot of people, a lot of great people. I've been marginalized by, and you're correct. I mean, under Cass Sunstein and others, there are people who do nothing, and this is verified by my source. They are paid to sit at computers all day long and use screen name, anonymous names, and go in and cause trouble, foment insurrection in forums and political forums on both sides of the aisle, and just disrupt everything, hijack what they call hijacking threads. This is what they do. And especially attacking the character, maligning the character of people like yourself. I mean, it's incredible that we've actually have in this government disinformation agents that are actually being paid to sit at home, you know, in their jammies on the internet, doing this.
And by the way, as you mentioned, that's declassified. That's in the news, and they've even got sophisticated megaphone robots, is what they call them, programs that go out and pose as people. We'll be right back with our guest. Hope you can stay a little bit in the next hour. Can you do that, Doug?
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, fantastic, because I want to get to all these callers. We're coming to your calls next, and more of what his source has told him. I'm going to try to shut up and let him go through the rest of that list he's going over.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Okay, we're going to go to your phone calls here in a moment. Doug Hagman, director of the Northeast Intelligence Network, is our guest. He has a lot of amazing sources out there. You can find out more on his website. And, in fact, give us your website one more time, and then I want to ask you any other tidbits that particular source gave you, other points you'd like to make before we start going to some of these phone calls.
Sure. Our website is HomelandSecurityUS.com. That's HomelandSecurityUS.com, not affiliated with any government agency, completely independent. And in terms of other information about from my source, of course, you know, he's hoping that none of this stuff happens, flat out saying, look, I got a family. I know I got, you know, I hope none of this happens. I hope I'm wrong, but I want to tell you that it looks like everything right now is pointing toward this taking place this summer leading up to the elections. And he said, if for some reason we're able to get through this summer without any trouble whatsoever, and if we have elections, and this is not a guy subject to hyperbole, you know, by using that kind of language, but if we have elections, he said, watch very carefully between the time of election day and inauguration day. Watch that time period. Watch for false flag operations. The White House being shot at, that was a false flag operation. That was a trial balloon, he said. And this source, this is amazing to me. I had to double check this, and he confirmed it again. He says, look, there's something in the works. I'm not sure what it is. This is him talking, not me. He said, I'm not sure what it is. There's something in the works that there is going to be a false flag against either the First Family, the First Lady, or the President himself. And this is going to facilitate that and foment that racial divide and also garner sympathy for the President. And I find that very hard to believe. Of course, he said this. He said, obviously, there are no plans for anyone to be hurt, but it's certainly going to appear to be.
Remember a decade ago, whenever the Taiwanese president was about to be thrown out, so he staged a shooting of himself, and then it came out. I mean, it's so obvious they want to make themselves heroes.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, Alex, I got a book, and I got to tell you this. I'm into old books. This book is a 1970 edition, Communism and the New Left. I picked this up on the Andronics in an old bookstore. This is their playbook. This is their playbook. This is what they're attempting to do. Everything that we're seeing happen today was done in the 60s. And it's the same people, except now they're in leadership positions as opposed to being in the protesting positions. It's incredible.
Well, that's why we play that, you know, those clips talking about the weathermen wanting to kill 25 million Americans in the camps. So I guess they want to put like 50 million in there. And these people are running our government now, and they want to kill people. These are dirty, murdering scum. I mean, they're just filth.
And if they don't kill you, then they're going to have you building the bridges, filling in the potholes in the roads, and working for them. I mean,
look at the mayor of Chicago. He said on C-SPAN when he was White House chief of staff, he said, we're going to make everybody serve people in high school in this new FEMA Corps thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, indeed.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and just a couple more things here. He said whether or not the Supreme, regardless of how the Supreme Court rules, expect that Obamacare is going to go is going to be I'm not sure of his exact wording here. It's going to go through. I mean, they're going to do Obamacare in one way, shape, or form.
Well, he's already started saying he doesn't care what the Supreme Court says.
Right. Now, he did say this, according to what he heard, that one or two of the Supreme Court justices should be a little bit worried, depending on that, on how that decision goes. And that sounds pretty, you know, Orwellian. But hey, I'm just telling you what I was told. And one last thing. I'm a contributing editor for CanadaFreePress.com. Judy McLeod, the founding editor, has some amazing contacts. She said, look, this is the first time she's ever heard.
Stay there. We got to come back in the third hour. Phone calls.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.